kindly, I mean, here and participating in the great Krishna consciousness movement. See, in this meeting, the commissioner of income tax,
sales tax,
present here, and he has asked me one intelligent question, which I was just going to answer. So I shall try to answer here in this meeting. What is the objective of this movement? This Krishna consciousness movement is a purificatory process. Consciousness is there, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Avinashi Tad Vidhi Jena Sarvamidam Tadam. There are two kinds of consciousness. One consciousness is limited. Another consciousness is unlimited. The unlimited consciousness is there in God. And limited consciousness is there in you, in me, and love all beings. Just like if I pinch your body, you feel pain. This is also consciousness. That somebody is pinching me. But if I pinch somebody else, you cannot feel it. Therefore, your consciousness or my consciousness is limited within this body. Similarly, there is another consciousness, which is Krishna's consciousness or universal consciousness. If I pinch your body, he feels that I am pinching somebody. As Paramatma. These things are explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Khetra Khetra Gna chapter. Khetra means this body, and Khetra Gna means the knower of the body. Khetra Gna. Gna means knower. So, Krishna says that each and every body, there is a Khetra-gna. I know about the pains and pleasure of my body. You know the pains and pleasure of your body. Krishna says that Khetrakam Chapi Mangaviddhi Sarva Kshetreshu Bharat. Just like I am present in my body, I know the pains and pleasure of my body. But Krishna, because he is present in everyone's body, Ishara Sarvabhutana Hrideshi Arjuna Tishti, he knows the pains and pleasures of all body. That is the difference between Krishna and ourselves, or God or ourselves. This is the test. Somebody is claiming that I am God. How you can be God? You cannot know the pains and pleasures of others. But Krishna knows. That is the difference between God and living entity. So far consciousness is concerned, God is also conscious, we are also conscious. But our consciousness is limited and God's consciousness is unlimited. That is the difference. And Arjuna, when once you are taking instruction from Krishna, Krishna said that this yoga system I explained to the sun god, and Arjuna inquired, how is that, Krishna, both you and me, we are born the same thing. How it is that you say that you explained to the sun god long years, 40 million of years ago? Krishna answered this point, my dear Arjuna, you are my eternal friend. You are always with me. When I instructed the sun god, you are also present. But you have forgotten. I do not forget. That is the difference between Krishna and Arjuna. Vidaham samititan. Krishna knows everything, whatever had happened in the past, whatever would happen in the future, and what is happening at present. Vidaham samitita. But we do not. First of all, we should understand this is the difference between God and the living entity. The jivas are explained in the Bhagavad Gita as part and parcel of Krishna. The example is given, just like the fire, big fire, and the sparks. The sparks are small particles, but in quality they are fire. They are not different from fire. If a spark of fire falls on your cloth, it will immediately burn. So the burning quality is there either in the big fire or the small fire. Therefore, qualitatively we are one with God, the quality of burning. Another example is just like the drop of the ocean water. Chemical composition of this drop of ocean water is the same as the chemical composition of the big mass of water. So, Krishna, he is all powerful. We are also powerful. Krishna can create. We also can create. Krishna can create just like innumerable planets floating in the air. We can create a small teeny aeroplane or Sputnik flying in the air. Okay. So the creative power is there, but there is far difference between Krishna's creative power and my creative power. Krishna, in the Vedas it is said, Parasa Shakti Vividhariva Sriyati Shabha Vikigyana Balakriyacha Natasya Karjam Karananja Vidyate Natasya Sama Adhikasya Drishyate. The difference between Krishna and me is this. That suppose I am painting one nice flower. So I require the brush, I require the color, I require the intelligence, I require the time. So that somewhere or other in few days or in few months I paint a very nice color, flower or fruit. But Krishna's energy is so experienced that by working his energy, many millions of flowers, colorful flowers, come at once. The police scientists, they say that it is the work of the nature. No. Nature is instrumental. Behind nature, there is brain of God, Krishna. That is Krishna conscious. One who is Krishna conscious, he understands that this flower has not come blindly. These varieties of flowers, leaves and leaves that develop it under the direction of Krishna. But his direction is so powerful that it comes at once. Savaviti jnana varatriyacha. Just like a great scientist pushing on a button, electronic. Immediately something wonderful happens. But it is not that the machine is working. It is the scientist who is pushing on the button. Similarly, don't take. This is nonsense that nature is producing. No, nature cannot produce. That's what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hitunani nakondaya jagadvi parivartate maya dhakshena. Under my superintendence, the nature is working. Not blind. This is not scientific knowledge. This is crude knowledge. Just like a child, he sees that an aeroplane is running on the sky. He may think that the aeroplane is running automatically by itself. No. The machine, without being touched by the pilot, cannot work. The machine may be perfect, very nice, but the pilot is required. So, at the present moment, the civilization is trying to avoid God, the brain of God. That is foolishness. That is not fact. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hitunani na kumtriya jagadvi parivartate. So, the Krishna conscious person sees behind nature the hand of God. That is the cause. There is one verse in the Vishnu Purana. Ekasthane sitasagne jyotsna vistarina yatha parasya brahmana shakti tathaiva vilambhyava. What is this word, manifestation? It is explained just like the fire is existing, just like the sun. Sun is an emblem of fire. And 93 million of miles away. It is situated. Ekasthane sitasva. But because it is fiery planet, its heat and light is expanding. And in that heat and light, everything is being generated. Just like we have got practical experience in Western countries, where there is no sufficient heat and light, the trees and the flowers do not grow so luxuriously because there is want of heat and light. And when there is no fall, when there is no sunlight, everything, the trees become without any leaf, dry, shushka. So, as it is there, the cause of the different leaves and flowers and fruit is the heat and light of the sun. Similarly, Krishna has got two kinds of energy. That is also heat and light. That heat and light is spiritual energy and material energy. Material energy is practically darkness. There is no light. The basic instruction is therefore that don't keep yourself within this darkness. Tamasi ma jyotirgama. There is another sky, just like in this sky, you find it is darkness. Naturally it is darkness. Because there is darkness, therefore Krishna has created the sun. It is stated in the Brahma Samhita. It is said, jachakshuresa savita sakalagrahana raja samasta suramurti asesati ja jashagnaya bhramatisam hitakala chakto govindamadipurisam tavam. The scientist says that the sun is rotating in its orbit so carefully that if it moves from one side, the whole universe will be immediately turned into ice. And if it moves the other side, then immediately the whole universe will be ablaze. So carefully, jasya agnaya bhramati. The scientist has seen so far that the sun is moving very carefully, neither this side nor that side, exactly in the orbit. So, who has ordered, who has planned this orbit? The Brahma Samhita informed, jasya agnaya, by whose order the sun is rotating exactly in the orbit. Jashagaya bhramadisam hritakala chakra govinda madhipurusam tamam. I am offering. He is not struck with wonder by the arrangement in the material world, how the sun is moving, how the moon is moving, how the nature is working. He knows that there is a bread, big bread, Krishna. Krishna also said, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajanti ma budha bhava samannita. Anyone who has understood Krishna rightly, in truth, he is Krishna conscious, he is budha, he is actually knowledge. Bhava samannita, Krishna is so great. Krishna's brain power is so great. Generally people take Krishna very slightly. Krishna dances with the gopis. They do not know what is Krishna. Therefore they go to hell by hearing from unauthorized sources this Krishna's dance. They go to hell. We have to face so many questions sometimes. Why Krishna did like this? Because due to this professional Bhagavad readers, when they read Bhagavad, they immediately open the Rasa Lila chapter. Because they have no other knowledge, they cannot explain. Bhagavad begins from the very beginning, janmadasajata, annayat, itaratascha, arti. They have no brain to explain all these intricate verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Krishna? Janmadasajata. They jump over to the spiritual Rasa Lila and people misunderstand. Therefore Krishna says, manushanam sahasyeshu kaschid jadati siddhaya jadatam api siddhyanam kaschid vrittimam tattvam. One has to understand Krishna in truth. Then his Krishna consciousness will help him how to become buddha bhava samanita. then he will be fully engaged in Krishna consciousness. One who knows. But how one can know, understand this Krishna consciousness in truth? That is stated by Krishna. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kankati samas sarveshu bhuteshu madhabhakti labhati param. After Brahma realization, after being freed from this material contamination, when one becomes actually happy, prasanna atma, na sochati na kankati, no anxiety, at that time, samas sarveshu bhuteshu madhabhakti labhati param. And he specially mentions, bhaktya mama vijanati javani jaschami tattata tato mam tattato gyata visadi tattara. If one tries to understand Krishna as he is, not by fiction, not by speculation, not by so-called scholarly foolish commentation, but Krishna should be understood as he is, that is right Krishna consciousness, and then one will be able to understand how Krishna is working, how the whole world material atmosphere and material cosmic manifestation is working. Then we will understand. Krishna says, Maya Dhakshena Praditi Shvati Sacharana, under my supervision, to understand Krishna. And anyone who understands Krishna scientifically, Krishna says, Janma Karma Me Dibbam Ji Janati Tattat. Not the foolish man, the intelligent man who knows Krishna actually. Then the result is, Tatta Deham Punar Janma Nati Mameti. Immediately he becomes liberated. So after giving up this body, he no more comes back to accept another, this material body. He goes back to home, back to God. This living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. How he has got this condition of material life, that can be explained in this way. Just like this fire, spark, as long as it is with the fire, it is also just like fire, glowing. Only this part, it is glowing. But if it falls down from the fire, then it becomes extinguished. The glowing quality becomes extinguished. And there are three kinds of different position of the living entity according to the quality of this material nature he associates. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasad janvajuni. The living entity is the same, but when he comes into this material world, he associates with three kinds of material qualities. Satagun, rajagun, tamo. So one who is in satagun, brahminical qualification, actually, Chaturvarnam Maya system, guna karma vivaka. One who has got the brahminical qualities by work and actually in life, satya sama dhamma tridikha harjava jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma svabhava. So he can understand brahma janati the brahma. He can understand. So how, what is my relationship with the Supreme Lord? Similarly, one who is in the rajagun, the example is given, this is part, when it falls down on dry grass, the dry grass becomes blazing. Although this part is small, it causes the atmosphere lightly. And if this part falls on the wet ground, then it is the sparking, the glowing quality may remain for some time, but it will extinguish. And if it falls down on the water, it is experience. Similarly, when the living entity comes to this material world, if by chance he is in the association of the goodness, he keeps God consciousness. And if he is in the association of passion, he is materially busy. And if he associates with the quality of ignorance, he becomes animals or animals like man. So this Krishna consciousness movement is giving everyone the chance of to become again breathing fire by associating with Krishna. The same spark that extinguished charcoal or karma, if you put into the fire, it will be again light. Similarly, this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to bring forth again the dormant Krishna consciousness in every living entity. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Kavunan Sapnadi Shuddha Chitti Kare. We are just trying to revive Uttishthata Jagrata Prapta Parani. We are trying to awaken the human society to come to the Krishna consciousness movement and live his life successfully. That is the movement. Thank you very much.